This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon. Sunny Boston, beautiful week. The weather is turning the corner. The boats are in. Stiz is probably burning leaves by the fire pit when he's not supposed to, with a couple beers in his hand and his iPad watching some sports.
Miller's now, Andy.
Oh, that's what...
You'll be happy to know.
You're welcome cutting back aboard. On the calories?
Yep. Half the calories I cut just by switching.
It's a fine Pilsner.
You really need to stop ripping them for being a... They're a fine
Pilsner.
That's
their slogan.
That's what it says on the can.
I know, but you say it with a tone like Rich Keefe asking a question to John Farrell. You
make
it sound
negative. It's a fine Pilsner.
I wouldn't say it. It's what it says. It tastes great and it's less filling.
It is indeed. You know what also tastes great? Red Sox winning over the weekend. Even though it was filled with lies that smelled like beef and cheese from Alex Cora. But we'll get into that later, because the good news down in Foxborough, the situation is over. The little mini scandal, hiccup, whatever you wanted to call, whatever the hell was going on with Stephon Diggs that had Mike Giardi saying 15% chance he could be cut. Others on the radio in town saying, oh yeah, it's on the table. He could be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only is he not cut, he is here. He's on the practice field. He's running square drills.
What?
A little limp in his giddy up, but he's coming off an ACL.
Is it a hitch?
A little hitch, a little something, something.
Last year, the hitch was Drake May's throwing motion.
Yeah, no, there's a hitch in his
giddy up. So now there's a hitch in his giddy up.
And he's chasing in the drill. I don't think he's actually supposed to catch him. The chubby wide receiver, the guy who Mike Vrabel said, he's getting in shape now because he wasn't in shape earlier.
Kayshon Boutte.
Big old Boutte. But yeah, Stephon Diggs, if you thought he was going to get cut, as of right now, he is not cut. He is practicing.
Still a member of the team.
Took part in OTAs, not according to the media down there in team drills, just some of the other stuff, but he jogged on the field. I'm sure many of you have seen those videos from social media from our guy Freeze Pops, Mike Giardi, everybody. They're all showing you that Stephon Diggs, you don't need his social media team today to put it on social media, because all the reporters are doing it for him because he is in Foxborough.
Mark Daniels and Phil Perry and everyone doing the work for him. And then you know who else is there? The aggregators. Oh, wait, they're not there.
No,
they just grab it and then
they'll grab
it
and get clicks out of it and make money off of it. It's really kind of genius. I mean, I know we rip on them, but it's...
Who's the first aggregator? Are we going to see a documentary about
them soon? Mike
Florio. Yeah?
I mean, Pro Football Talk is the original aggregation site.
I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah, no, he mastered the market of...
He is aggregatorious.
I mean, he turned it into a spot on, you know, Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America, all these things. And speaking of Mike Florio and others, I want to appreciate them catching up to WEEI Afternoons, because I tried to explain to you all listeners, including Ted Johnson on Friday, that Stephon Diggs was in a bit of a pickle because the team could cut him at any time, free and clear, as long as their doctor was willing to sign off on the fact that he hadn't passed a physical and they wouldn't be on the hook for it. His contract had been reported previously, but others sort of revisited that storyline this weekend. And yes, indeed, he needs to get healthy. He needs to be cleared for even his signing bonus to become, and I think it's three different payments over the course of the year.
Like $4 million.
Yeah,
right?
But even for that to be counted, he needs to be healthy first. So they theoretically could cut him, failing the physical, mm-hmm. and it might be because they're mad about a boat and pink substances and Cardi B and all these other things, and it gets them off the hook. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I think there was probably a consideration, and we'll get to some Chris Curtis audio here from the Greg Hill Show in a minute. I think there was probably some consideration of that at some point over the last week when these videos hit and the pink substance discussion and whatever phone calls were being made. Because if you also noticed, there was a theme, Fitzy. All the reporters, a theme, all the reporters, the Burt Breers, the Mike Giardis, the tied-in reporters, we're all talking about, well, the incident really isn't the big deal. It's how exactly he speaks with Vrabel, and Vrabel will assess whether he's telling the truth. Did he fall on his sword? Is he honest? And
does he give him a mulligan? Do you get one breakfast ball?
Those weren't all assumptions, in my opinion. Those are sourced opinions that you're getting from the... Whenever the opinions all sound the exact same, I generally assume there's some... sourcing in them. They're coming from
there's a root from which everything
yes
grows.
So I'm gonna guess that those conversations, both on the phone last week and probably in person at some point over this weekend before OTAs,
so like a debriefing from inside the building,
they went well, and Vrabel was not turned off to Stephon Diggs and his story and his tale and however he's handling whatever the situation was with whatever that substance was. We can't assume. We just saw videos of women and...
You ever been to a carnival where you pay a couple bucks and they let you make like a little, like a vial or a mason jar of like colored sand
that
makes a nice decorative?
You think that's what that was?
Yeah.
I don't.
No?
No, I don't. I don't know what it was.
You don't think that was like, you know, when you go to a birthday party, they give out goodie bags?
No, but I don't care. I'm going to assume... Do you think that... So there are 90 players on the Patriots basically right now.
As of right now.
Do you think he's the only one who's done something dumb that may or may not have involved substances?
On this particular team?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. I would argue in this building that we're in.
I was going to say.
You think we're the only ones in this building that drink too much? No. Or that have substances involved with weekend parties and whatever? No. When you have large groups of human beings in this era, they're dabbling
people
in
things.
People are
going to do. There's a lot of things that are now legal.
If I post a video from my weekend and put it on Twitter and, you know, at Mike Thomas in it, and then he sees it, does that escalate things?
On your own boat?
Yeah, on my own boat.
With your own pink substance?
Yeah.
But that would probably be Pepto-Bismol.
That's true. That is true. I don't really dabble in those.
It was a valid...
Yeah. But if you do that, once it's out there, the video, it makes an issue, and then you're probably having conversations, and you may be fired or whatever, or...
Well, it could be a discipline or maybe sometimes a...
And that's where we are.
A censuring.
And that's where we are. I think whatever discipline slash slap on the wrist slash discussions had to be had were had, and Stephon Diggs is on the field today. So I think this is a... really good thing, not just for the Patriots and Stephon Diggs, but also for Mike Vrabel. He made it out the other side of his first little kerfuffle.
Scandal.
Rhubarb. Whatever you want to call
this. Was
this
a full-blown scandal? I think the video went viral enough that it was teetering on scandal.
Okay, so the thing that could make it a scandal, Stiz, is we have some audio from our buddy Chris Curtis on the morning show today talking about the level to which this escalated within the Patriots organization.
The big man, as in RKK, very unhappy with the events of last week.
Okay.
Went to the top of the organization. The wide receiver room is the rudderless room of the organization. Part of the agreement with Vrabel and the Patriots and Steph Diggs before signing him to the roughly $70 million deal was that he would be rehabbing here and a presence with the young receivers in the offseason. That was what most irked Vrabel last week.
So that was Chris Curtis talking about Robert Kraft being involved. Okay.
Oh.
When you have Robert Kraft involved, okay, it resonated. It left a mark. And I know the money is big. If this contract were ever to pay out fully, it's a big contract. Now, I don't think it's ever going to pay out
fully. The signing bonus, by the way, is 26. So there's a $4 million like upfront payment, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's an overall $26 million guaranteed.
Yeah, please put that in. Because if it's
guaranteed,
if you don't get it no matter what, it's not guaranteed. You're like, that's how guarantees work. Right. So whatever you want to consider the signing bonus, the guarantees, like, okay, it's a pretty big deal. So Robert Kraft would be involved. He also, we know, cares about, you know, black eyes for his organization, the way his organization works. He always has. And that's ebbed and flowed over the years with different things with Belichick and Hernandez. And obviously there's been issues. But when you're a losing football team and mm-hmm. you're trying to establish a culture and you're trying to turn a corner, for him, a corner in which, you remember, he fell on the sword. He fell on the sword saying he screwed up with Gerard Mayo, right? Mm-hmm. When he removed him from the organization, he fell on the sword. So Robert Kraft is looking to turn a corner towards positive. And he got that with Mike Vrabel. He got that with free agency. He got that with the draft. Ooh, we're cruising, right? We're in fourth gear. We're about to shift to Diggs. Now we're downshifting. Mm-hmm. So it only makes sense, right, that Robert Kraft would be unhappy.
Disappointed?
Yeah.
Well, it's a significant amount of money to contribute for nothing but bad press. You understood that you were taking a chance. Forget the character. Forget any of the issues and the histrionics, any of the off-field hooey. You're taking a chance on somebody who is currently rehabilitating one of the more prevalent but yet still devastating injuries in sports, a torn ACL. So therefore, there's already you're already on sort of like, I won't say thin ice, but shaky ground. Then when the first thing you do to make waves for the organization isn't appear at a community service or make a splash play at OTAs, but rather, you know, do some booty clapping on a love boat with some mysterious bags of pink sand.
What's wrong with booty clapping?
There's nothing wrong with it. But when that's the first thing, when that's the first thing you do, or the first thing people see as a member of said organization that you're being handsomely paid for, it's not the best look.
Well, not quite yet handsomely paid for. Right now, he's not making anything, and that
should he? But it looks on paper or invisible paper, it looks like he's going to be paid.
And that's where I wonder. Everybody assumes Vrabel had a conversation, and Vrabel told him to get your ass here, and Vrabel told him to get in line, and I think that probably happened.
Mm-hmm.
I also think his agents and his representatives probably had a similar conversation like, hey, you know that really big number that you think is your pay? That can all go away very quickly.
Yeah.
And maybe Diggs says, wait, what? It's guaranteed. No, it's not really. And maybe Diggs isn't happy. I have no idea. But I got to think he got it from the team, but also from somebody in his inner circle telling him, mm-hmm. listen, we only had one visit. We only really had one team interested. If you screw this up with that team, especially at this late point in the process, your dreams of tens, 20s, 30s, millions of dollars are gone.
There is no... So the way after Antonio Brown got booted by the Patriots after those 11 days, and what an 11 days they were for everybody, but when Robert Kraft caught wind of the text messages and the threats that Antonio Brown had made, costing the team $9 million, no one picked up Antonio Brown again until... Tom Brady came to his rescue the next year. Then they win a Super Bowl. And then, he decided to take his shirt off and jog off MetLife Stadium's field. There is no Tom Brady in this case for Steph Diggs. There is no...
And he's not that good.
He's not as good as Antonio Brown.
He's not as good as AB had left in the tank. No. First of all, at his best, he wasn't as good as AB.
Well, AB, the thing is, we all remember Antonio Brown for his antics and his poor behavior and his ridiculous tweets. Funny thing was, in his prime, top 10 wide receiver all time.
100%. And... top 10 in terms of uncoverable. His quickness, lateral movement, explosiveness is unlike few you'll ever see on a football field.
Best
and
ever.
Post 30-year-old.
Jacoby Myers-esque.
No, I would say very different from
is
Jacoby
a
Myers.
Better?
Might be slightly better. Slightly,
okay.
Just a hint better. And now, Stephon Diggs, post 30, post ACL, and post whatever happened on a boat scandal.
Whoever comes back quicker within a year. You know what I mean? Like, oh, man, look at not only is Steph Diggs back, he's faster than he was last year.
No chance. No chance. And if you want to check out the video today.
You got to work that cadaver ligament out.
You can see he's working through some things. But again, I'm taking this as a positive. We are on June the 2nd. We're not yet to mandatory minicamp. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see. I'm assuming he's going to be there because this whole story will kind of explode again if, for whatever reason, Stephon Diggs is not in attendance or at least around veteran minicamp.
Well, minicamp, yeah. So he's got a week to sort of work things out. He shouldn't be leaving town. I would imagine he's probably going to lay low for the next 10 days.
Is he capable of laying low? That's my question.
That's a good question.
Like, he's doing the video thing. He's doing the boat thing. He's at Met Gala. Mm-hmm. He, you know, wants to be
Knicks
a
games.
Star. He's at Knicks yeah. games. And he's got Cardi B. That's the other thing we need to get in here, Stiz. So we have a correspondent. Did you know that? We have an official social media correspondent, because something that I wasn't really aware of, no surprise, my algorithm doesn't, you know, send me the same types of things that Stiz's does, but Stiz, our official former rapper on the show, is telling me there's also this ongoing Offset and Stephon Diggs battle going on social media that I'm not really aware of. So, Stiz, can you get me up to date?
Well, that's right, Andrew. Coming live from In Da Hood, Stiz, with your inner city crime report.
Chelsea speaks.
No, but this is true, and Robert Kraft is actually right in the middle of all this.
Wait, who's Steph Diggs beefing with?
Offset. I just told you. Catch up, Whitey.
No, hey, the word doesn't sound like a performer name. It could just
Offset.
Be.
He's part of Migos.
Wow, and look,
I'm done here. So let's Stiz, you pick up now.
So this has been an ongoing thing. Offset accused Cardi, his wife. They have children together. He accused her of cheating on him with Stefan while she was pregnant a year ago.
Ew.
Okay, and now they've pretty much gone public with their relationship. They're at Knicks games, like you said, the Met Gala, etc.
Pretty much gone public.
They've gone public.
He was
with their
rubbing
relationship.
Her bum. Like, I think that's public.
And now the two, Offset and Stefan, including Cardi as well, have been trading shots at each other all weekend. On social media, on Instagram, on Twitter.
Okay.
So after the boat incident with the pink powder, Offset posted a picture. It's a famous picture of the rapper Cam'ron wearing a pink coat, like a pink fur coat.
Very famous, yet well known. Everybody knows it.
Everyone knows that picture.
I have it framed in the living room.
Yeah.
So he posted
the
that.
Louvre, actually.
Then he posted a picture of like a football player throwing a pass and said, today I'll pass. Meaning like, oh, I'd pass on Cardi. I'm over it. And then Stefan Diggs posted a picture of a football of him catching a ball. Basically saying, oh, what you threw away, I'll catch. I will happily catch.
What are you going to catch, though?
Cardi B.
One of the
most famous women rappers in the game right now.
Maybe something else, too.
Oh, Andy.
Any number of things you could catch.
Come on now. Fish. Okay. He was on a boat. He could be catching fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you got to remember,
are happening.
Robert Kraft has famously partied with the Migos, with Offset. He also was on stage just a few months ago with Cardi B dancing. So he's kind of in the middle of this. He's friends with Offset. He's friends with Cardi. You got Stefan and Offset
his
now
player.
Going back and forth. Mm-hmm. This is...
So you're telling me he may need to be like an arbitrator in some sort of
He might have to pick a side.
Well, I think he's going to have to pick Stefan.
He's going to have to pick the guy that's currently
Otherwise,
playing for his team and that they took a massive chance on, spending tens of millions of dollars to rescue their wide receiver room.
So this is another example. It certainly doesn't feel like, and we touched on this on Friday with Mike Giardi, certainly doesn't feel like Stefan Diggs is 100% dedicated to rekindling his career in Foxborough and being the best he can be for the New England Patriots. Is that safe to say?
Why would that be?
What do you mean, why would that be?
Meaning?
Because he knows he's on the back end. He signed a contract. He's had some good years. He feels good about his career. And now he's trying to utilize football for one last-ditch effort, not to win a Super Bowl, not to make the Patriots good, not even really probably to make money.
To jumpstart his off-field career?
Because, I mean, who is Stefan Diggs without football? No disrespect to the man.
Right.
He's been a very good football player.
Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking man.
But who is Stefan Diggs without football?
Just some Stefan Diggs.
Now he's Cardi B's boyfriend, right? With football, at least they both have prominent careers, profiles,
public
figures.
Once Russell Wilson retires, he becomes Ciara's husband.
Yes. I would say he's already almost there.
He's kind of already.
He's kind of half retired. Right. So Stefan Diggs needs football more so just for his career, his long-term, what do they call that, Q rating? His Q rating. Does that resonate with you, Stiz? Probably not. It's a little different term. Because Stefan Diggs and Cardi B. Cardi B is the bigger star, right? Like, it's very
absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah.
So at whatever point he stops playing in the NFL, he's just her boyfriend. Is that fair, Stiz?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
So he needs football for that. But does it feel like he's... I mean, if Mike Vrabel asked him to be a leader, does it feel like he's all in on being a leader?
Mike Giardi told us this, what was that, Friday?
That was part of the grass.
He's trying to be an influencer.
Correct.
He's trying to be more than a football player and someone like that's on social media setting trends. And
right. He probably wants to be, I mean, when you go to the Met Gala, that usually reeks of, I'd rather be in Vogue than on Pro Football
Weekly.
I
wouldn't be surprised if he drops a song. I really would not be shocked if he tries to put out like a...
His own or like just with her?
No, his own. And
that's
tries to
that's
be a
next.
Rapper.
His WAP song? Isn't that what it's called?
WAP.
Be careful.
WAP.
I was going to say that.
You may want to see if
like,
you want to strike the record on that.
That was offensive back in the day.
It's still reasonably offensive.
Well,
now.
No one uses it anymore. Archie Bunker hasn't been on the air for 50 years. But yeah, this is concerning. And this isn't about the boat necessarily or the pink substance. It's about what exactly did you buy? For example, we played the Joe Flacco audio. He said, I'm not here just to be a mentor. I'm still going to compete, blah, blah, blah.
But when you don't, and then if you don't say what everyone says,
right,
or don't do it the way everyone thinks you're supposed to do it, you get a bad rep. Maybe the media shouldn't handle it that way.
You get even a worse rap if you're just on a boat rapping instead of going to practice with the guys you're supposed to be mentoring.
But Joe Flacco directly addressing it gave good vibes, as in, like, here, I'm here to, I'm accountable. I'm a real person. I am in competition to win this job. Steph Diggs hasn't said or done anything. And one of the reasons why we talked ourselves into how we thought this signing might actually be to the Patriots' benefit, as opposed to, being the guy that was throwing his arms up in the air against Josh Allen in the AFC divisional round a few years ago, was maybe he'll come in and be a leader in the wide receiver room and tell all those guys that they have to up their game if they want passes.
Would Chris Curtis call it the most rudderless room in the organization? And he's supposed to be the rudder, and yet he's on a totally different boat. So this boat is.
I see where it's a very nautical theme to all this.
Yeah, it is a nautical. Well, thanks to.
Very nautical.
Thanks to Cardi B, and I'm assuming she paid for the boat. So thanks to Cardi B.
Probably.
And for him. And also Carlton Davis. We might get into that later.
What's up, by the way, with like your two of your three highest price offseason signings not being at voluntary?
Yeah, it's not great for the culture. Remember the days when Rodney Harrison and Tom Brady would arrive at like 5'10", 5'9", 5'8", I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything about all these high-priced guys being the first one in and the last one out? Nope.
No, Will Campbell's there. Milton Williams is there.
Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah,
hey,
Milton Williams is there. So he's your big fish. He's your biggest fish.
Biggest fish.
So that's fair. He's there. Morgan Moses is there.
Yep.
But the totality.
He's not even fully healthy, and he's there.
It's funny how that works out. You can actually do that.
That's leadership right there.
Yes.
Continuing with our
nautical
theme.
Leader who's out on a ship somewhere.
Rudderless.
Some substance. All right, 617-779-7937. Join the conversation. Are you excited about Stephon Diggs being on the practice field? Are you worried about all the situations swirling and what exactly he is trying to get out of this relationship with the Patriots? And are you looking forward to the update that I have about OTAs and what Drake May did? Drake May, two bad days in a row with media at OTAs. Will he have a third? Find out next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
I was waiting for them to say something other than walk it like I talk it.
You're going to have to keep waiting.
I also like letting these roll a little bit to see if Stiz forgot to bleep something out or get the clean version and see if we can get in trouble. It's always a fun game to play.
Why not?
So this is who, Migos?
Be edgy.
Offset, is that Offset's voice?
No, not right there, no. I bought a plane, Jane, roll it, didn't still not.
Who else is Stiz? Who else
what
is
does
in,
he do?
Who else is in Migos?
It was Offset,
yep.
Quavo, and Takeoff. And unfortunately, Takeoff was killed a few years ago.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. That is unfortunate. Yeah. Horrible.
But Offset's had a solo career. He's doing all right.
Is he?
Yeah, well, he's asking for spousal support.
Is the idea just to
Cardi,
pick, like,
so
to put together a hip hop band? Do you just like take a couple of different like adjectives and like verbs and just?
Well, first off, it's not a hip hop band. It's
yeah,
a hip-hop
sorry,
group.
He
hip-hop
is
group,
helping
sorry.
My cred today. He has definitely been the older, whiter man on this show.
Blow it out your midlife ass.
No midlife crisis for Drake May. He year two jump is coming apparently this week because. After a report that it was 4 interceptions and 8 passes, and then a report last week from Tom Curran and others that he was just flat out missing throws and inaccurate and they weren't even close. Drake May today, 14 of 16 passes completed, according to the reporters on hand, including Phil Perry. Drake May made accurate throws down the field to Kayshawn Booty and Ramondre Stevenson, which were the top plays for that unit. So we've been waiting for it. Drake May, after we hear from Josh McDaniels, by the way, noted visor wearer who is excited that.
Do you guys ever go to the visor club at the same time?
No.
It's like the American Airlines lounge before you fly, like the Delta lounge, right?
Steve Spurrier's there.
Yep.
Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
You other guy, the
Mike Gundy.
Small club.
Mike
small
Gundy.
Club we got there. Yes, Dan Ball.
Who wore visors first around the Patriots, Josh McDaniels or Andy Hart?
It's a good question.
That is a good question. I'm going to say it's a tie. It's a push.
You may
we
have
arrived
there
at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
we
you guys
both
are just kindred spirits.
But I feel like Josh's hairline changed over time, so therefore maybe the visor came in later.
No, I think he was a visor guy early
Straight
on.
Straight up.
When he arrived from Michigan State, I think he was a visor guy. I think we were both visor guys that first summer in Foxborough in 2001.
So you were a visor guy before you got to the Patriots and started working there?
Yeah, because I've always had a big head, and I've told you the reason I wear a visor is because hats don't fit right. I need the convertible to allow headroom.
Understood. Okay.
That's where it is.
Just making sure one didn't copy the other. I was trying to get to the root of, all right, who started this?
Yeah, because I don't think his is head size related. It's more of a fashion
It's a sartorial choice.
Yeah. It's not out of necessity like
okay.
it is for me.
And this has been visor talk.
No, this is Drake May talk because Drake May finally made some plays.
Oh, and conveniently enough, in front of state media today.
Yes. Well, at least now we don't have to listen
Sorry.
To
I apologize.
The sources.
The cartel.
The sources saying, you know, I know he's been bad the two times the media was there, but when the media's not there, he is blowing doors. He is great. It's accurate and no turnovers.
The crazy thing is he attempted 16 passes and completed 18.
It's weirdest thing, and you get that sometimes from the reporters on hand. But I know it's a good step. We were talking about it. It wasn't ideal. No one was worried. I forgot how Tom Curran termed it with the midday guys on Tuesday. He said, I'm not worried, but I'm concerned, or I'm not concerned, but I'm worried. I forgot.
I think it was, I'm not worried, I'm concerned.
Yeah, which I still
it
don't.
It sounded very parental.
Have a.
Yeah.
If he had said disappointed, I would have gotten it. If he would have said, I'm not worried, I'm disappointed, I would have gotten it. But today is a good day for the Patriots. Drake May is making plays, completing passes to teammates who are actually teammates, not teammates who play defense for a living,
mm-hmm.
and completing passes down the field. And Stephon Diggs is there. Yeah, wow. 14 of 16. I mean, that's fine. Like, that's fine. Like,
how'd the pastor not look?
Like, who cares? If I see him this year, you're going to get Cranky Andy on a postgame show. Just
I'm going to have to deal with Cranky Andy on the postgame show no matter what.
I think these are going to be very entertaining games, weeks, teams to cover, postgame shows. There's a lot for this team to be intriguing.
So the second day of June, you're already saying there's a chance you might be optimistic Andy as often as Cranky Andy on the postgame show.
100%. I just don't think it's going to turn into the victories that necessarily.
So what is that going to make? What is that going to make our Patriot Mondays then? Is that going to be moral victory Mondays?
No. There might be some.
Might want to win more Monday?
Pussyfoot Mondays, where we're asking Drake May questions about not winning but still trying his best and those types of things. Maybe not turning the ball over late. Josh McDaniels there, though, talking about attendance. And I do think he's right. I heard the midday guys talking about this. I don't know that there was ever perfect attendance at all these OTAs. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's notable people. Sometimes it's not notable people. Sometimes it's people getting, you know, points with their wife because she's pregnant or whatever. They might have reasons to stay away, family reasons mm-hmm. to stay
and
away.
She could be, you know, hanging out with different members of Migos.
Well.
Or Steph Diggs.
Like two now because.
Well, still members.
Takeoff is no longer with us.
Took off.
Oh.
To what?
Death too humor?
That would be my hip hop name, too soon.
Damn.
But it would be two.
Your wife named you that.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
What?
237, now we're dragging the wives in?
No, I'm just, I've heard her say that.
When?
I don't know. But this is a good sign. So it's interesting. We come in with Josh McDaniels audio, and this was the question / the reason that I think everybody wants to excuse Drake May for why he had a couple bad days to start. Josh McDaniels, new mm-hmm. offense. He's learning the lingo. And we all know that historically, Josh McDaniels' offense has been difficult. It's high level.
But why do people... here's the thing that still doesn't compute to me. Why do certain people, like our pal Christian Fourier, why did he say it's not that difficult?
Because he's not a quarterback.
Because he got it?
And he's not a quarterback.
Well, I know he didn't play quarterback.
If he was a quarterback, I think he would believe.
But
Christian Fourier never had to call the play. Never had to say a long-winded play name that had different words
had
909 fly 350 or.
But
something.
As a tight end, don't you need? You got to know the offensive line just as much as you need to know.
The tight ends try to tell you they're the smartest guys on the team. They're not.
Dante Scarnecchia once said the tight ends.
Well, they're involved in everything,
right?
But
so they need to know as much as possible.
Do they set a protection? Do they have to read the coverage as much as the quarterback does?
They do a little bit of it.
They do a little bit of it. Yeah. The quarterback does a lot of it.
Yeah, he does.
He has to do it for everyone. Fourier is reading the safety for his adjustment, his mm-hmm. sight adjustment, Drake May is reading that same safety, as well as the corner for the outside receiver, the corner on the slot, the corner on the backside.
Don't forget the safety.
All of this within seconds.
Hey, who's the mic?
55's the mic.
55's
always
play,
the mic.
55?
It's like, tails never fails, and 55's the mic. Just go with it.
Now it's got to be weird, though, with linebackers wearing like 8.
Well, that's why Brady bitched about it, if you remember.
Right.
But we're not going to be able to set our protections. Every quarterback's going to get sacked.
7's
every play.
The mic. Oh,
and guess
no.
what? Nothing happened.
Nope.
They played football.
No different.
Fine.
They still
Nothing
play football.
But do we see this as a step forward for Drake May? A simple thing, like a simple practice where reporters leave happy. Saying good things, writing 14
yes.
of 16, no yeah. turnovers.
It represents a pivot, or rather, at least like
pivot struck.
A turnabout. Okay, the ship is turning around, maybe?
Yeah. Back on course.
Okay.
I don't think we were ever headed for an iceberg, but
no,
we're back on course.
We've recharted the course.
Yes, and I think that's a good thing. So there's two big stories today coming out of OTAs. There's actually going to be a third in a little while, because if you're a David Andrews fan, around 3:30. I'm sure there's people that aren't.
Who wouldn't like David Andrews?
Brian Stork. Didn't he take his job?
Brian Stork also
didn't like anything. He was a miserable human being and the worst player I ever had to cover.
You say the same thing, because I've
Everybody
heard other people
it.
That I'm not going to name
he
unless you want to name
them. Intentionally assaulting people with his luggage.
What?
He used to like intentionally hit people with his luggage.
Like he would drag it
yeah.
and purposely hit?
He was a bad guy.
What's more annoying than when someone drags their luggage right into your Achilles?
I mean, I'm sure there's other things,
yeah.
but that's not a great one. But David Andrews, around 3:30, will be a press conference at Gillette Stadium. He's announcing his retirement. As we kind of speculated when he got cut, that he might be one of those guys that doesn't really want to move on.
I told you when he was kind enough to stop by the Doug Kite event a few weeks ago at Vitamin C, he was way below his playing weight. And I'm not just talking like hey, he took off a few pounds and he'll put it back on in August to get ready for the season. Like, he was, I won't say svelte, but he was fit.
Probably helps to, like, climb those tree stands and sit in those tree stands to be a little lighter on your feet than, you know. You're 315 pounds, you're probably checking the weight rating on those
as
things.
Opposed to, like, 270.
Yeah, you're hanging in a tree still by, a like, big, one strap.
He's still a big boy, but he's not, like, offensive lineman big. But good
he's
for him.
Yeah, big country
but
boy.
We had but we had both said that we kind of hoped he would retire, not because we didn't want to see him play anymore, but rather like, hey, great career, made a lot of money, and you're walking away with your health.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, he's a great Patriot. If there weren't such a logjam of all-time great Patriots, he's a Patriots Hall of Famer, right? A decade career. You know, I would put him similar on, I don't know if this is respectful, disrespectful. Our guy Ted Johnson is in the same boat. 10 years, nice Patriots career, plays for only one team. And if guys like Gronk and Brady and Vinatieri and, you know, Hall of Famers of the Pro Football Hall of Fame level didn't exist, those guys are all team Hall of Famers. And I think they eventually will be when the backlog kind of finishes up here. 617-779-7937. Up next, we're going to talk about the player that I believe Nick Fitzy-Stevens is most excited about with your New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. He is having dreams about this young player and what he can do for the 2025 season. We'll talk about that guy next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, that's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Catchy.
I'm just guessing this is Cardi B.
Nailed it.
What's the B stand for?
You know, I don't know. Might be her last name. Not sure.
Just B, the letter B?
Brothers. Isn't there the Cardi brothers, Nick, Ron, and Pete down in Rhode Island? They run a furniture store.
Cardi's Furniture.
Yeah.
I think I almost crashed my brain car thinking about that.
That was a good connection. This thing works in weird ways. Weird ways.
It is a terrifying place.
It is. Could be a terrifying place in front of a rookie running back for the Patriots this year because Travion Henderson, correct me if I'm wrong, super fans in the room, so I'll put you on that list, Fitzy.
Right.
I'll put Stiz on that list, although I wavers
might be,
at times.
Stiz might be more super fan than I know.
Okay. Who is the most popular or universally appreciated rookie? Is it Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams? Those are my two candidates.
Offense or Will Campbell, because they're all
no,
on
not
offense.
Will Campbell. No, you can't. I've
You're
heard
not allowed?
Enough. Will Campbell, to me, is not in the running. I've heard enough people criticize Will Campbell, question the pick.
Oh, you
the
took your
length,
Will Campbell ball
thing.
And went home?
No, I love him, but Ted doesn't love him. Like, just in this show, one of the three hosts doesn't love him. Whereas Travion Henderson, we all wanted, we all liked. I haven't heard a bad word about Travion Henderson.
It was, by the way, the first time that I ever, and I told you before, I stopped with the whole thing about developing draft crushes, hoping the Patriots would take them because it ended last year with McConkie because they never actually drafted that guy. But this was the first time I ever remember having a draft crush or just trying to focus my energies on them taking that guy and then taking that guy. I still can't believe that they drafted him.
Oh, really? Mine was Gronk. I wanted Gronk.
I didn't know enough about Gronk. I was like,
you want to hear what I would have nailed if they had listened to me? Now, they did the tight end double dip that year.
I remember. Second round, fourth round. Well, he was still a great player. It's just that he had
murdered
some
people.
Off,
just
I was gonna
what?
Say off
There's
field
no
issues.
Way to end that sentence without
okay.
just saying he murdered
so
people.
So he was a little murdery.
I wanted them to draft Rob Gronkowski and in the
man.
Athletic role,
uh-huh.
Jimmy Graham. Imagine if Gronk and Jimmy Graham had been on the same team.
Man.
That would have been
that would
something.
Have been two
but
tall people.
Travion Henderson. 1,000 yard back?
Eventually, yes. This season, no. No.
Why?
What's that?
Why not?
Because no rookie back in the Josh McDaniels system has ever rushed for 1,000 yards.
When has the Josh McDaniels system in New England not included Bill Belichick?
Never.
Dun, dun, dun. This could be the year.
It could be.
Travion Henderson. Everybody tells me he's going 80 yards at some point. He will have an 80-yard touchdown run, right?
Well, all right. Let's set it right here,
so
right now. Ready? Here we go.
920 more yards.
Okay, ready?
1,000.
67.5. That's your over-under. You know how I like to set like mid-show random over-under?
Okay, 67.5.
We're betting a gold or a 24-ounce Miller Lite can.
Okay.
That's our standard bet.
Okay.
That does he go over or under that on longest touchdown run?
Over.
Okay.
He's going to have an 80-yard touchdown run.
Okay.
75, right. Maybe.
I'll take the well, still touch over 67.5.
Yeah. He will have an, he will
take,
have an
I'll
over
take the
on
under.
That because his explosiveness, the opportunities, he's going to, absolutely. He will have that. But
what if the passing attack suffers and then people focus on the running attack too much?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He could also have a swing pass that he takes 70
yards. Because I'll allow. A screen pass will be allowed.
He will. Okay.
Longest touchdown from scrimmage,
play
over 67.5.
Yes, he will have that. Will he lead the team in rushing?
No.
You sure about that?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think they're going to try to get everything they can out of Ramondre Stevenson this year and then set him sailing.
And when
next year.
When slash if he potentially fumbles, what happens?
Then Travion Henderson comes in the game. You know what Travion Henderson didn't do?
Fumble.
Julian Edelman loves hearing about his pass pro. I love reminding people he doesn't put the ball on
so
the carpet.
The two things that usually limit, you say Josh McDaniels and I say Bill Belichick, whatever, rookie running backs, young running backs, are often limited in New England.
Mm-hmm.
The two things that generally limit young running backs are ball security, pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
What is Travion Henderson good at?
Ball security and pass protection.
So what is holding him back from being an
Ramondre Stevenson's
rookie?
Veteran status.
Oh, the guy
fact
who fumbled seven times a year
that he's
ago?
He's overpaid.
That guy's holding him back?
Highly compensated.
Seven times.
I remember.
Seven! Joe Castiglione.
That's usually where you have Joe Castiglione going,
yes.
Seven!
No, I think Travion Henderson has an absolute chance to be the lead running back on this team. I think
he could take, would it surprise me, would I be completely surprised if he supplants Ramondre by the end of the season? No, but do I think Ramondre still will be the lead back for the majority of the season? Yes.
Okay, well, let's do another gold Miller Lite on he'll lead the team in rushing.
Oh, for sure.
Travion Henderson.
Most rushing yards, Travion Henderson.
Yes.
All right. I'll still go with Ramondre because, again, the whole entire idea of we already have this used car, so let's run this for as many miles as we can until it's time to take the shiny new car.
Why don't we try to win?
Well, there's that, too.
I mean, you people all have this team winning 10 games.
253.
So I would prioritize trying to win, not prioritize, well, let's wear down this guy before we kick him to the curb because he makes some money. Who's the better running back?
A little thunder and lightning.
Who's the better running
hammer
back?
And sickle? Right
hammer
now,
hammer and sickle.
I would probably say
with a Russian flag.
Yep, that's it. Joy and pain, thunder and rain.
We're now the communist backfield in New England. We share the load.
Burger
and
fries.
Hammer and sickle. Okay, great.
Glizzy and Tower. Who's the better?
This is awkward.
Who's the better running back? I would say between the two right now, I would still say it's Travion Henderson. I think he's going to be the better running back.
So you don't believe Mike Vrabel will put the best player out there? He's Gerard Mayo 2.0. Who was the best quarterback to start the year last year?
I didn't say
no,
that.
No, who was the best quarterback to start the year last year?
The quarterback that started, obviously.
No, it was Drake May. Even the coach told us, well, Drake May won the job, but we're going to start Jacoby Brissett. So is Mike Vrabel going to do the same thing?
Actually,
he's going to say the best running back is Travion Henderson,
Even Mike Vrabel who said it. Josh McDaniels said they are open to auditioning anyone that was drafted by the team, recently signed, whatever. Mac Hollins could be wide receiver one if he outperforms everybody.
Yeah.
Could be Kyle Williams. Travion Henderson will have the opportunity to be RB1 on this team. I just believe
that they're going to go with Stevenson. Why?
I have a feeling he'll probably get himself in great shape. He knows that this is big for him to make that money. Otherwise, he's going to be hitting the door. Andy, he could even be cut before the season starts. What? And the guy has already had a tough enough 2025.
Yeah, no, he's had some issues.
He's had some off-field issues.
Football issues a year ago and off-field issues now, and it is unfortunate because I loved him. I thought...
Wait, can't you...
I used to call him the poor man...
What happened?
Saquon Barkley.
I thought he was a poor man.
The fumbling is inexcusable, and I think he's definitely gotten a little worn down in recent years. He's had to work his ass off for every yard he's gotten the last couple of years. Every yard. Well, we talk about it a lot, that Cincinnati game, it was all yards after contact.
Did you see the offensive line last year?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Have you seen the offensive line this year?
Well, they might be better. Remember the other day I said in my three-point stance, the smartest thing this team could do so as to avoid any miscalculations or errors with Drake May trying to process, understand, and organically absorb the Josh McDaniels offense, if it is too tricky for him at first, be a power running team. And I think it was either Curran or Curran agreed, saying it's a hell of a lot easier to run block. You would probably agree as well than it is to pass block. So why not just be a power running team this year that also has be the 2012 Patriots.
That's if you're good enough to do it, yeah.
That's the offense I think this team should most closely resemble.
All
which, by the way, did you know this? Top five offense in NFL history.
Which was?
2012 Patriots.
Did not know that.
Most first downs in NFL history.
They're a top five offense
top
based
five
on
scoring,
what?
Top five scoring. Top five scoring offense.
Okay.
So that helps. And also the most first downs in NFL history.
603 says, stop with 1,000 yards being the standard. Adjust to 1,200 yards for extra games. 1,000 was great for 14-game season, not 17. What? Okay, I generally
agree
with that.
How long did we
have
14-game seasons?
Long time ago.
A long time ago.
Was I alive? It was O.J. Simpson in like 1978 or something.
I think you were alive.
It was forever ago. But
that was the only offensive yards they'd get, too, because they didn't have the forward pass at that point.
Right, and they had leather helmets.
And I also think 1,000 yards for a rookie is a good measuring stick. If he gets 1,000 as a rookie, then I'm going to be talking about 12 to 1,400 yards moving forward as the measuring stick. Because, yes, that's an elite running back is 12 plus 100 yards. But for a rookie, I can ask the question, would Travion Henderson get 1,000 yards? And Fitzy says no. Mm-hmm. Hart says yes. 617-779-7937. Up next, we get to 3 o'clock, which means one thing and a very special thing on a Monday. Not only do we have the three-point stance, but we get a contribution from the Behind the Glass boys. Dan Ball, Stiz, can't wait to hear what their three-point stance is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.